Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bresciud moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Bresciud scores. Hardy moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is walked intentionally. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Hardy scores. Yastrzemski scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Sadowski moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressude bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Sadowski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Sadowski moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall bunts in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Condi pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressuit moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Domzani. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Joyce now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sadowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.